Today, we celebrate St. Louis de Montfort. St. Louis de Montfort was one of the greatest figures in the history of the church, we can really say, without exaggerating, specifically in the history of Mariology and in the history of devotion to Our Lady. He was a saint whose own Mariology, whose own Marian devotion has made the saints after him and has shaped Mariology ever since he came along. St. Louis de Montfort was born in Montfort, France, hence his name, and he was born in 1673. At a young age, he entered seminary to become a priest, and he became one in 1700. He kept delaying his ordination because he felt unworthy, but by 1700, his superiors told him, it's now or never, so he accepted it as the will of God. After his ordination, he spent his priestly life going around as a missionary in his native France, preaching in various parishes, dioceses, bringing entire cities, parishes, dioceses, even regions of France to Jesus through Mary by means of the true devotion to Our Lady that he taught, that he preached, that he wrote on, and by means of a devotion to the Most Holy Rosary. In 1715, he founded also a small community of missionaries, the missionaries of the Company of Mary, who shared his ideal. And by the following year, he died in 1716 at the age of 43 only. He was canonized in 1947. Now, we said at the beginning that St. Louis really shaped Mariology to come after him, and his devotion, being true devotion to Our Lady, has made numerous, countless saints after him. So, and this will be just a review for all of you, I'm sure, for all of us here, we'll just look at the key points of St. Louis's true devotion to Our Lady. As he himself said, it was nothing new that he introduced into the church. It was something that was always there that he made explicit, that he had the grace of putting down into one treatise, one organized book, and of spreading to the entire church. What did St. Louis teach? Well, we'll look at key points without trying to be exhaustive, just some excerpts from his treatise, knowing that we won't be able to do him justice. His devotion is very rich, has many aspects, but we'll look at just the fundamental ones today. Firstly, St. Louis teaches, and these are the words with which he opens the treatise on the true devotion to Our Lady, he teaches that it was through the Blessed Virgin Mary that Jesus came into the world, and it is also through her that he must reign in the world. Fundamental principle. It was through the Blessed Virgin Mary that Jesus came into the world, and it was not by accident that he came into the world through her. Therefore, it is also through her that he must reign in the world. St. Louis also says, this great Lord of ours, who's omnipotent, independent, and self-sufficient, all of this we have to stress, we have to underline, although our Lord is omnipotent, independent, self-sufficient, does not need absolutely anybody to accomplish his works and his designs of mercy, of love, of wisdom, he chooses the Blessed Virgin Mary for the accomplishment of his will and a manifestation of his glory. Second principle, it's not Our Lady who intrudes in our Lord's plans. It's not we who put Our Lady there where she doesn't belong. No, our Lord, though omnipotent, though self-sufficient, chooses the Blessed Virgin Mary for the accomplishment of his works. God has decided to begin and accomplish, St. Louis says, his greatest works through the Blessed Virgin ever since he created her, and we can safely believe that he will not change his plan in a time to come, for he is God and therefore does not change in his thoughts or his way of acting. God does all his works through Mary, and all of them, including his greatest work. What's the greatest work of our Lord? It's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit chose to make use of our Blessed Lady in order to become actively fruitful in producing Jesus Christ and his members in her and by her. The greatest work that God accomplishes through the Blessed Virgin Mary is the formation of Jesus Christ in her womb and in the souls of all the faithful. And this is a mystery of grace unknown even to many of the most learned and spiritual Christians. That's why St. Louis preached it and then sat down to write a book to spread this true devotion to Our Lady. It's through her that the greatest works of God are accomplished. It's through her that Jesus is formed in our souls. It's through her that the world is transformed. St. Louis says, Mary is a mold capable of forming people into the image of the God-man. Anyone who is cast into this divine mold is quickly shaped and molded into Jesus and Jesus into him. At little cost, in a short time, he will become Christ-like, since he is cast into the very same mold that fashioned a God-man. In order for all of this to happen in us, in order for the greatest work of God to be accomplished in us, that is, our being made like Christ, Christ-like, well, we need to be united to this mold, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, by what? By means of a slavery of love, by means of a true devotion to her, by consecrating to her without limit, without reserve, our intellect, our wills, our bodies, our souls, mind, and heart, all that we are, all that we have, by living faithfully our baptism so that giving everything to her, melting everything that we have of our own, we can cast it into that mold and come out made like unto Christ. What's this true devotion that St. Louis preached? Okay, these were beautiful theoretical principles. How do we live this true devotion? St. Louis spells it out in 5 points, 5 characteristics of a true devotion to Our Lady. First, true devotion to Our Lady is interior, he says. It comes from within the mind and the heart and follows from the esteem in which we hold her, the high regard we have for her greatness and the love we bear her. Second, it is trustful. We just heard of all those beautiful things that Our Lady can do in us. These should fill us with trust. Second, it is trustful. It fills us with confidence in the Blessed Virgin, the confidence that a child has for its loving mother. Third, and here it gets difficult, third, true devotion to our Blessed Mother is holy. We can't stress this enough today. St. Louis couldn't stress it enough in his day. There's many forms of false devotion to Our Lady which are purely superficial, artificial, and good for nothing. True devotion to Our Lady is holy. What does that mean? It leads us to avoid sin and to imitate the virtues of Mary. All other external practices, the rosary, the scapular, name it, whatever it is, all of them have to have this one characteristic. They have to lead us to avoid sin and to imitate the virtues of Mary. Fourth, true devotion to Our Lady is constant. It strengthens us in our desire to do good and prevents us from giving up our devotional practices too easy. This too is important. Devotion to Our Lady is not a button that you push and everything's done. No, it strengthens us in our desire to do good, prevents us from giving up, gives the courage to oppose the fashions of the and the maxims of the world, the vexations and the unruly inclinations of the flesh and the temptations of the devil. Thus, a person truly devoted to our Blessed Lady is not changeable, not fretful, not scrupulous, or timid. What does this mean? Well, although it gives us strength and courage, it doesn't mean that we never fall. Devotion to Our Lady doesn't mean that we instantly become saints, perfect, impeccable. No, it doesn't mean that our feelings don't get in the way sometimes either. St. Louis doesn't say any of that. He says that when a person who's devoted to Our Lady and truly devoted has even somehow fallen, he stretches out his hand to his Blessed Mother and rises again, doesn't become discouraged. If he loses all taste and feeling for devotion, he's not at all upset, because a good and faithful servant of Mary is guided in his life by faith in Jesus and Mary, and not by feelings. So what does true devotion do in us? It teaches us, and it gives us the grace, to dominate our feelings and not to be dominated by them. To serve Jesus through Mary, whether we feel like it or not, whether it's sweet and pleasant or difficult, and it brings about in us dryness and desolation with no consolation. Fifth and lastly, the true devotion to Mary is disinterested. What does disinterested mean? It doesn't mean that it's uninterested. It's very interested in Jesus and Mary. It means that it's disinterested, meaning that it doesn't seek its own interests. It inspires us to seek God alone and His Blessed Mother and not ourselves. It serves Mary just as much, with just as much fervor on Calvary as at Cana. How pleasing and precious in the sight of God and His Holy Mother must these servants of Mary be, who serve her without any self-seeking. True devotion, then, interior. trustful, holy, constant, disinterested, and its fruit, if it's lived out faithfully, is the transformation of our souls into Christ, our molding into Christ according to the stamp, to the mold of God Himself, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is the safest, surest way to become like Christ. And this devotion, St. Louis said this 300 years ago, and it's more true today than when he said it, is especially necessary in our times and in our approaching end at times. Am I saying it's the end times now? No, I'm not saying that. But every day that passes is a day that we draw closer to the end of the world. That we can't deny. And St. Louis says that God, in these times, wishes His Blessed Mother to be more known, loved, and honored than she has ever been. And why? Well, he explains, St. Louis explains why in the last times, devotion to Our Lady will be indispensable, and God will reveal it all the more to souls that seek it. He says it is chiefly in reference to these last wicked persecutions of the devil, daily increasing until the advent of the reign of the Antichrist, that we should understand that first and well-known prophecy and curse of God uttered against the serpent in the Garden of Paradise. I will place enmities between you and the woman, between your race and her race. She will crush your head, and you will lie in wait for her heel. That woman was a prefiguration of the Immaculate. Her children were those who were truly devoted to her. The serpent and his race was Satan and all those who serve him. And as history moves forward, we see this with our own very own eyes. And that battle, that enmity foretold at the beginning of the history of salvation, magnifies, gets worse, gets more accentuated. And as the attacks of Satan on the woman and her offspring increase, well, Our Lady's counterattacks, Our Lady's, the battle as it gets fiercer and fiercer, Our Lady becomes more and more mighty. She shows her might more and more. And to win against the attacks of the devil, we'll need Our Lady more and more and more and more explicitly. St. Louis says, Mary's power over the evil spirits will especially shine forth in the latter times when Satan will lie in wait for her heel, that is, for her humble servants and her poor children whom she will rouse to fight against him. In the eyes of the world, they will be little and poor, like the heel, lowly in the eyes of all, downtrodden and crushed, as is the heel by the other parts of the body. Our Lady will not spare us sufferings. Here I add, Our Lady will not spare us the cross. She won't spare us the battle. She might put us in the front lines where the battle is the fiercest. But in compensation for this, they will be rich in God's graces, which will be abundantly bestowed on them by Mary. They will be great and exalted before God in holiness. They will be superior to all creatures by their great zeal, and so strongly will they be supported by divine assistance that in union with Mary, they will crush the head of Satan with their heel, that is, with their humility, and bring victory to Jesus Christ. And just a few concepts, such as the devotion of St. Louis de Montfort that he taught, that he spread, and that still has to be spread in the church today. So hopefully these few reflections will help us to live it more faithfully in our own lives. And hopefully the intercession of this saint, of St. Louis from heaven, will help all those in the church, all souls, to come to Jesus through Mary, by a total consecration, by a slavery of love, by giving themselves entirely to her so that she might shape them into Christ, which is the entire point of our spiritual life, of our existence as Christians. Praised be Jesus and Mary.